Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here.
Hey, welcome to Being Here. Today's show is about equality of moments. What does that mean? It means most of us look forward to those special things, and we tend to dismiss or not want to be in the things we might consider mundane.
Which is most of our lives, when you think about it. You know, you have mundane things to do. The dishes need to be washed. They need to be done. All of that stuff that if you're doing something really more important, that falls into the I have to do it category rather than it's part of my life and I'm excited to do my life. It's what my life includes. You know, right now, we've got this echo in our
headsets.
Right. And so this is what my moment includes. It doesn't meet my preferences? No. But I keep going even though I could get confused by hearing myself say it again a moment later. Anyway.
It's really perfect example, though, Shia, where you and I can actually filter out the extraneous sound and listen to each other.
Except if I want to annoy myself with the fact that that's there.
Now, according to our lovely engineer, Aaron, it's not going out over the air for you folks, so that's totally fine. It's just something Shia and I need to include. But FYI, for all of you who are with us today live, this is our first time on our new channel on Voice America.
And we've been having technical difficulties.
It's the Empowerment Channel, which is kind of fun. And if you want to call in today, the phone number is new. So if you want to call in, let me give you the number now. It's 1-888-346-9141. 888-346-9141. You know, Saturday was my birthday. I am now 59. And it was interesting because birthdays tend to be a day that in my culture have been designated as special. And that the moments should be special. And there's a certain drive to create that day as different or special. And it was funny that Shia and I were flying back from having worked in Hamburg and in London. And so there was a lot of flying involved. There was a lot of jet lag involved. There was shopping because we'd been away for some time involved. There was luggage and
food shopping,
you know, so that we had stuff to eat.
We weren't shopping for goodies. We were shopping for food. I don't have to talk about that.
Oh, that's true. I'm like, you're not talking into the microphone. That's because
we're wearing
the headsets. That's so funny. I'm like, hey,
that's like habits, you know. That's a perfect example of when something changes. You go back to your old habits.
Oh man, I just cracked myself up. So what was fun for me was to recognize that day did not need to be any different or better or special than the day before. I mean, the day before, Shia and I met a number of people, some we knew and some who we didn't before, in London. And it was wonderful to be at that event where we got to meet folks like Owen, who had heard of us 8 years before, and it was the first time we were actually meeting him in person, and we got to ride on the underground with him. It was incredibly special to stand in line at customs in London and watch the diversity of people coming through, some of them wearing hijabs and different skin colors and different religions and different. It was just special.
But your whole life is special if you're here for it, it's happening. But if you disregard what's happening because there should be something better that you should be doing or could be doing, then you rob yourself of the possibilities that exist in each moment.
Shai and I have a course coming up in May, Transformational Time and Project Management, and it's created a bit of a framework for me in some of the things I'm doing because I realize that I'm in the midst of constructing a course about time and project management. One of my projects yesterday was to go and have the car washed. And I love our car wash. And one of the things I love about our car wash is now they have the vacuums free if you do a car wash. So you don't have to drop in the coins and do it really, really fast and try and get it done or use the home vacuum, which you have to maneuver around the car. It's a really big, long
industrial
vacuum. Yeah, and so yesterday I was getting up all of the sunflower seeds on the floor from our grazing in the car and all the bits of dust. It was as satisfying or even perhaps more satisfying than anything I did on my birthday, probably because I was very tired on my birthday, but that minutiae, that mundane task of wiping the water off the car after I went through the car wash was really lovely because I was there for it.
You know, I think we should talk about this.
Okay.
Because we always talk about this. Because listening brings you to the current time. It gets you into the moment. And you know, everybody talks about being in the moment. Well, if you want to be in the moment, discover how to listen to another person without judging what they're saying. This is so wild. You know, having this echo in my ear. I'm hearing the ice. It's so wild.
Treat it like a new form of tinnitus or tinnitus.
I could do that.
Where you include it.
I forgot I had tinnitus until you just mentioned it. Now it's just echoing in my ears.
Oh, my gosh. I love my life.
Yes. So we invite you to listen, to hear what people have to say today. We have callers. And listen, not to whether you agree or disagree or already know what they're saying, but listen to hear their point of view without judging it. As though you already know.
We do have callers. Why don't we take the first one?
Yeah, let's
take Madhu. Madhu, you're on.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Madhu.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in New York, New York.
Excellent.
What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, I thought this topic was really interesting because in my own life I've noticed I tune in and out when things are, to my preference or interest, and I tune in when those, things are in my, when I'm interested in them, and I tune out otherwise.
Yes.
So it's a recurring pattern, and I know intellectually I should be engaged, in all aspects of my life.
Slow down for a second, Madhu.
Mm-hmm.
You should only be engaged if you are engaged. Now, the thing is, if you judge yourself like you should be different than you are, like when you tune out, that's what you should be doing in that moment. If you notice it without judging yourself, you're already back in current time.
Okay.
So it's really quite simple. It's not about being in the moment like that's a preferred space. It's about being there because you are.
I also think, Madhu, that you not only tune in and out, you have identified that, but you haven't necessarily looked to see your absorbed cultural ideas that have you tune in more distinctly with one person or one type of person than another. We didn't mention yet that our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist studies cultures to see how they're put together, and each of us absorb ideas or create constructs of important and unimportant as we go through our lives. So coming from where I came from, certain nationalities a male's voice may be more important than a female's voice or vice versa, I think some of the people that you tune out on may not be identified as important to you due to the hierarchy structure in your mind.
Right. I can definitely see that. It's very preferential who I tune into and tune out from. Even that, you know, at work also, I've identified tasks that are, you know, less than things that I should be doing, like, ideally.
Yeah. You know, you're normal, man. That's part of being a human being, is that you have filter systems in there that filter out those things that you think are lesser. But, again, if you can just notice it, rather than judge yourself for having these idiosyncrasies, then they'll dissolve.
Right.
The other thing is, moment to moment, sometimes things are less. Like, it may be that if I have dropped a glass on the floor and I'm barefoot, now vacuuming the floor becomes a priority.
Right.
However, if the house is on fire, it's not necessarily a priority. It's like, get out. I think somehow, as you're looking at it, Madhu, you have a static picture of priorities, and your judgments of yourself are very, very palpable and loud, rather than recognizing that life is fluid. And we can talk more about that in the next segment. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yep, I will be here.
Excellent.
Okay.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Inspired, encouraged, and connected on our lively, award-winning Healthy Living Power Hour, Star Style. Be the star you are with host and empowerment architect, Cynthia Bryan. Live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Tune in to the Power Party for positive, uplifting, life-changing talk radio. Visit starstyleradio.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. We're talking with Madhu. We're talking about?
Yep,
oh, we were talking.
Hey, Madhu.
Hold on, Madhu. We got a couple of announcements to make.
As I mentioned in the last segment, we're doing Transformational Time and Project Management in New York City, May 6th and 7th. There is room for you if you want to come, and I'm not speaking only to Madhu.
And there, we're doing Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment on June 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Correct. Also, just to let you know, you can find out more about both of those things on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you're an individual who is coming to Transformational Time and Project Management and paying for it yourself, there are partial scholarships available, or if you own a small company and your company is not paying for you. So you should check that out if you wanted to join us for that. And of course, we're coming to Cambridge in the end of June, early July, for Excellence, Well-Being, and Satisfaction, the Art of Being Yourself, and it's not too soon to make your plans because housing there is starting to fill. All right, we're with you, Madhu.
Hey there.
Hey. So life is fluid, is what we were talking about with you before the break. And
right.
I realize that if you don't recognize certain aspects about your life, you may not be as centered as you'd like to be. For instance, when you're very tired, you may listen less. If you're upset, everything mundane will be annoying. So somehow, I think you haven't included that.
Right. Okay. That does make sense. Yeah. It's funny when I do notice after the fact that I didn't like something, I have the conversation going on in my head that justifies why I shouldn't have been interested in that moment. Right, but I think that's also a judgment.
Well, you know, we get lost in our thoughts, and our thoughts have more power over us when we think we are our thoughts. You know, the reality is you listen to those thoughts when you're disengaged from what you're up to in your life. I'm not saying thinking is bad. It's just there is thinking and there is having thoughts. And a lot of us have thoughts rather than think. When you're looking at a project, I know you're a project manager. When you're looking at a project and looking at what needs to be done, you are assessing what you've got to deal with.
But that's thinking, and you think about those things to come to some conclusion. Thoughts just roll on through all the time, and they're unfiltered, if you will. They are stimulus response mechanisms to what's happening in your world.
Right.
Anyway.
But you know, also, Madhu, I don't know how to better say this, and I hope it's not confusing, but I would listen to the cadence, tone, and quality of your thoughts, or not necessarily listen, but notice. Because there are times when not paying attention to something is the appropriate move. But there are other times when you're being right that you don't need to pay attention to something, and that righteousness has kind of an arrogance, condescending quality to it. And I'd get suspicious of that.
Yeah, okay. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah, because I can hear it in your voice. There's like almost like a kind of smug thing that happens when you're looking down on a project or a person or an interaction, and there's a whole different thing when you just look at it straight across the board with equality, and then you can see whether or not you should be attentive to that or move on to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Pleasure to join you on the new station, too. It's really cool.
Thank you. Hope you're finding it empowering.
Okay.
Excellent. So we did get Beth. She's hanging calling. On now, so she's back. Let's
Beth.
See if we can take her.
Can we?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, we hear you, too.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voices. And this is a great topic. And I guess one of the things that I notice is, ever since I've met you two and met the others in the community, I've actually done much better at kind of, being able to, I guess, have more equality in my moments, to be present in even things that are maybe, tedious or boring, or, they don't seem to be so much. I think my biggest challenge is when I have something coming up that feels stressful for me, it's harder for me to be in the moment with what I'm doing when there's this like anticipatory event coming up. That's challenging. Does that make sense?
Well, not really, because I'm not, first of all, you're qualifying what you say a lot. There's
right.
a lot of maybes and and it's like, and so I'm following the thread somewhat, but you said things that are stressful. Do you have an example?
A concrete example.
Getting a picture.
Okay, so I could say that, on a Monday when I have a whole week of maybe stressful work ahead of me, it's much
harder.
Wait,
slow down.
It's good.
What makes work stressful?
Work stressful?
Yeah, what is the stressor?
I think it has to do with worrying about performance.
Well, do you worry about performance everywhere?
Yeah, maybe to a certain extent I do.
Well, maybe that's the thing you should give up. Does worrying about performance make you more responsible?
No.
But do you think it does?
Probably.
In other words, if you didn't worry, would you be a responsible person?
Yes.
Good. Well, maybe you can drop out that factor and just do your job without worrying about how it's going to turn out, because it always has, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
You say that you worry because you have a whole week of stress ahead of you? and you know that's how you've been approaching it. I noticed something. I saw you on Monday night, and I noticed something about you energetically. I felt like you were sitting back. Now, I know that you were in the last row or toward the back of the room, but it wasn't about that. It's as if you're not fully engaged. It's like you're back and looking. That would make life very stressful if you don't fully engage with what you're doing with totality and heart. Somehow, you're guarding something. I don't know what it is, and it's not really important.
Well, but you have a point there, Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
When you have any kind of agenda to prove anything, then you're guarded, because the universe could unfold in such a way that you might discover that your agenda is somehow flawed or not what you truly want in this moment. See, most agendas are plans for future, and most decisions are plans for how the future is going to be made when you're in a moment of contraction or a decision about how you're going to be going forward in time. And you see, time goes forward, things change, and if you don't want to see the change that in some way conflicts with your decision from the past, then you're going to be guarded to avoid something, not want to see something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if there's any decision that you made as a kid, it could still be running in there. And a lot of adult people, you know, people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s are run by decisions made as children, and they're guarded about seeing that because they might have to change or might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm definitely guarded.
Well,
you're right on target there.
It that takes energy.
And it's not a bad thing if you notice it. If you notice it, you can relax. Personally, for me, Beth, I've noticed that sometimes Ariel has something to say to me and I'm afraid that it's going to be bad. And I notice I stop breathing in that moment. There's like, did I do something wrong? And in that moment, as soon as I notice that, I slow down, I take a breath, and I let myself know that whatever she has to say cannot hurt me.
Right.
And so I let it come in. You may have to consciously do that for a while whenever you feel threatened by the information that's coming your way. Notice it can't hurt you.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You know, and lots of times life challenges our youthful ideas of ourselves. I said something to you, I don't know, a few weeks back when we were in New York City, you were up and you were talking in front of the room and you were standing next to me. And I said something to the effect of, you just look beautiful tonight. You look feminine. And you kind of went, oh. as if, you know, a younger version of you had the idea that feminine was less or weak or something you didn't want. It, like somehow there was some negative connotation that was associated with that word.
Yeah, well, definitely an earlier ideas about my identity, sure.
You know, because I actually saw that equally coexisting with your strength coming out, like you were this radiant being who is not guarding.
Well, you know, as you say that, I realize that I am most powerful when I allow myself to be soft and not pushy. When I'm fair with someone, and that doesn't require force or energy. When I use force or energy, there's always backlash.
So somehow when you're talking about you're having stress and worry about performance, I feel like you have a picture of how Beth needs to do things in order to be effective, rather than recognizing when you relax into yourself in a way of being, then however you aim your activities toward, you're effective.
Yeah.
And you don't need to, I can even hear it in your voice now.
It's softened just now.
Yeah, it's not like you have to direct yourself in a way and be hard on yourself in order to produce. Like,
as kids, we make so many decisions about how we need to present ourselves into life, because life is full of barbs and needles, you know? And if you relax, you might discover you're a lot more powerful in a very soft and gentle way.
Yeah.
Than the decision to be hard, strong, and powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, we have another caller, and I think we should take them because we're moving right along here. Thanks for calling in, Beth.
Really, really sweet speaking with you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is it okay if I tell you it's sweet?
Yes.
Excellent.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks for being here. And shall we take our next call?
Yes. Ephraim.
Ephraim. It's Ephraim today. You with us, Ephraim?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, we just have like a minute or two before the break. Just want to let you know we'll be going to it pretty quick. We can get started, but hopefully you can come back with us after the break as well.
Sure.
Excellent.
Thanks for, I love this theme of the show, and I wanted to share that how meaningful it is to me that the idea that each moment is special. I remember before I met you guys that I had moments in my life when I felt dissatisfied or like I wasn't doing something meaningful, and it was such a gift that you gave me to realize that every moment is special, and it really did transform my life.
Well, we're going to go to break with that, because that's pretty good stuff.
All right.
So we got to go to break. So
we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
This Monday coming up, April 17th, at Monday Night Alive, or from wherever you are, is our Costa Rican adventure. The immersion courses that we're doing next year is the early registration discount. So if you discount deadline, if you know you're coming with us, get a bargain.
And you want to get the discount.
You need to pay your first third of your tuition by next Monday. If you want to know more about the courses there or any of our courses, go to transformationmadeeasy.com. The course has filled significantly. We do have a few spaces left
in each course.
But if you want to come, you should join us now. We have shout-outs to some of our friends around the world who've been listening.
Now, of course, those of you from the United States, but also Sweden, Germany, Canada,
Italy,
Portugal,
Colombia,
and get this one, South Africa.
Is that you? Wherever you're listening in from, if you have not heard your country spoken, just send us an email and we'll do a shout out to you. We really appreciate all of our listeners. And thanks for being a part of our community.
Right, our global community.
We're speaking to Ephraim. You with us,
hey.
Ephraim? Hi.
I am.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, that was a great promo that you gave us, that you're enjoying your life moment by moment.
Yeah, well, I had a funny example of
please.
How... Oh, go ahead.
No, please tell us a funny example.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of how even though I do notice myself experiencing things more directly, I still have a recording in my head where I was, I've done the courses with you in Costa Rica for a few years, the week-long intensive courses, and we were going out on sort of an adventure to see incredible animals and you know, just as a group event, just to anyway, I was in basically in paradise with some of my favorite people, and I just kept noticing my mind saying, this happened last year, or this didn't happen last year, and it was just funny to notice I could be in such an amazing place and still have that.
Yeah, and that's not going to go away either. You know, it's going to be there. If you resist it, it will become problematic. It was like the echo we had at the beginning of the show. If you resist the echo, it will sound louder to you because you're wishing it isn't there. If you include it, notice it, it'll lose its power and fade away.
The other thing is, if you don't treat that commentary like it means anything, it'll be a whole lot easier to listen to your daughter, for instance. You know, I recall when I was a child, there came a point I got very excited about doing cannonballs into swimming pools. I mean, like, this was like heaven. I jumped, I flew through the air, and I created this great result, like a big splash. And I just thought that was like heaven. I came up, I was able to dog paddle back over to the side, get out, and do it again. And I insisted that my parents watch me every single time I did it. It was like, Daddy, Mommy, watch me, watch me. And I jumped and did it again. And, you know, the normal mind is going to say, I just saw her do this 10 seconds ago. And, but I don't know how they managed it, but I never felt like they were dismissive of my accomplishment. And it allows you to have delight from moment to moment, even when they seem to be repetitive.
You know, you know that Ariel and I love fly fishing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we fish for fish that are rare, and they're not there all the time. So every cast is about the cast, and each cast is different. And maybe once in 1,000 casts, a fish will pull on the other end of the line. Of course, if they do, we always release them unharmed. But except we give free lip piercing. And I look around, and piercing seems to be in everywhere these days.
So. You know, on the last trip that Chai and I went, I didn't catch a single fish. And I had some of the most delightful times because it wasn't about the end result. It was about being there for it. And one of the things that happened on one of the days was there'd been this massive snowfall, which they didn't expect and was quite rare. So it was whiteout conditions. And one day it warmed up significantly, and all of these huge amounts of snow that were hanging on the branches were blopping into the river like somebody was heaving shovels of snow. And I was fairly certain that no fish in its right mind would want to go after anything because they were probably hiding under anything they could find. But it was just so amazing to be there
in nature
and in like this snow. I don't even know how to quantify, but it was like people dropping buckets of snow was delightful. And apparently we were there to fish.
But if you live your life like what you're up to is what's happening, not whether or not it meets your preferences, then life becomes exciting and new and fresh.
That's very cool. And yeah, thanks for that image of fishing in the snow. That's incredible.
Yes, it was.
It was incredible.
And walking through 18 inches of snow to get to the river was also incredible. Very aerobic.
I discovered that my quads need help. I have to get some work. I mean, climbing up and down, it was very, very, yes, aerobic. That was very good. I like that you said that. I'm so happy you called in today. Did you have any question, by the way, or did you just want to share with us that what you've been seeing?
Well, just quickly, I have been enjoying calling into to your radio shows, and I've gone back and I've been just listening to the recordings, and because I always notice, you often point out when I'm adding extra words to what I'm saying, and I don't notice it when I say it, but I am now more and more after listening to myself, which is a lot of fun.
Well, if you don't make yourself wrong, it's a great training technique.
Yeah.
You know, I have noticed today that there's a certain hesitancy in you. I highly recommend that you allow yourself to be bold. If you're going to make mistakes, make them boldly.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Very good.
Well, thank you guys very much.
You're welcome very much. It was lovely having you. I just got a note from our
engineer
Aaron, whom we love, that our last person who said they were calling is not calling in yet. So we're going to talk to you. This is our preference. This is what we want. Boy, this has been a fun day.
It's been an unusual day.
Yeah, it's almost as if we're in a new learning curve now that we've switched over to the Empowerment Channel.
Maybe. But, you know, each day is a new day if you're here for it.
Yeah. But, you know, new day is kind of like a long segment
of time,
moments.
yes.
So there, you know, when you say no to something, you are putting whatever's happening into a lower version of of the, it's like it's not equal. Equality of moments has to do when you meet with what you're up to as if it's the only thing you could be up to rather than invest in your preferences.
But you do it as though it's your idea, as though you are the creative agent in your own moment, rather than complain to yourself about it. See, most of us victimize ourselves with what we have to do in our lives rather than just do what we're doing as though it's our idea. It's been imposed upon us by life or some other outside force. Anyway, I lost my wife.
You did. So I'm going to give out the phone number again in case you'd like to call in, because we'd love to speak to anybody who has the courage to give us a call right now at 888-346-9141. It's a little slow in my mind. What else? What else should we talk about, my friend?
Well, listening.
Okay.
I noticed something a moment ago.
Yeah.
When I was talking, you got preoccupied by something, and I couldn't remember what I was trying to talk about because there was nobody receiving it, even though there may be people receiving it outside of this office in the universe through the radio or their computers. I felt as though I was adrift. And I believe that is where most of us are when people don't listen to us. You all listening out there, try an experiment today. Truly listen when somebody's speaking to you. Listen to hear what they're saying and pretend you're a vacuum and just suck it in. Let it get all the way in. Hear what people say as though it's your idea to hear them. Like they're not an intrusion, like they're not a bothersome thing that you have to deal with.
You are right. I did stop listening. I thought to text to our assistant to see who, if she knew what was happening. Oh, we do have a caller who just called in, Lenore from New York. So we'll take her. We'll take her. Hey, Lenore.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in and saving us from ourselves.
We do pretty good with ourselves, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was interesting what happened just then.
But I also see, and I don't know if you could feel it, Lenore, but for me, this show has been a bit disjointed in that there's been so many different things that you may not be aware of, but they've been very different technical things that haven't been working on our side. And it's kind of fun to see how to bring ourselves back to being here when unexpected things show up in our universe.
So what can we do for you, Lenore?
Well, I love that, because when you talk about extraordinary moments, about every moment being able to be extraordinary, I have found that, okay, so this morning I was thinking about my wedding. I heard a song today, At Last, and that is the song that I walked into when I was walking up to my then fiancé, who became my husband, and it was an incredible moment. And I thought, oh, wow, there nothing will top this. But today when I was driving into our driveway, there are daffodils that are coming up right in the corner. We didn't plant them. They're just there. And they're gorgeous and they're beautiful. And it was a magical moment as well, you know. And I don't think that before meeting you I would have the capacity to really let that in.
You know, it's interesting, Lenore, we're at the end of the show, but as you're talking, I can hear the birds singing in your environment, and that's quite extraordinary as well, if you're here to listen for it.
Hey, we don't mean to cut you off.
And we do appreciate your calling in.
Very much, but We have to go now.
I want to let you know, perfect, next week's show will be Your Mind Will Never Transform.
That's Your Mind Will Never Transform. But you may.
Yeah.
So
come on back
and don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.